Let's get more now on our story of the data breach at the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, which saw more than 300 people's personal information made easily available on a website the ministry set up. Its chief executive, Bernadette Kavanagh, told Morning Report earlier that this shouldn't have happened and they're working to get the information offline.
I'm confident that the files are no longer accessible through the website, and the website has been taken down completely while we work through this issue. We have been we've been in touch with Google and some of the other big search engines, and have been asking them to remove the cached images wherever possible. And we will keep doing that work with other partners across government to try and get those images offline.
But it is still possible that these people's information is available online.
Unfortunately, it is.
Well, the Privacy Commissioner is John Edwards. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
Is this good enough?
It's really unfortunate, and it has the potential to undermine confidence in people's interactions with government.
Is it possible to get rid of all of this information?
It's hard to know at this stage how widely it's been shared and how effective those mechanisms to remove the images from the search engines will be.
So does that mean people who've had their information breached are in any kind of danger?
Again, it depends on the nature of the documents that have been uploaded and how fast they are able to move to get replacement identity documents and to cancel those ones where they can.
Because essentially these people could be at risk of identity theft.
Yeah, that would be one of the risks. I mean, there are a range of risks to people, including fraud, identity theft, possible compromises of personal security in some circumstances.
The website itself, is your understanding that it was the right kind of website, that the right sort of protections were in place around the information?
I haven't had a detailed briefing on this, so I'm really looking forward to the findings of the inquiry. But I understand that this was a third-party provider had been commissioned to provide this functionality. So one thing that I think is quite important is to recognise that this does not necessarily indicate a lack of security across all government platforms, which I think generally is of a fairly, you know, a very high a high level. But in this instance, a third-party contractor was engaged to provide the services for this particular function, and it did not have adequate security, and it seems that there were insufficient checks on the privacy impacts and the security measures before commissioning that work.
So does that mean then, because the culpability doesn't rest entirely with the ministry, because this was a third party, how far does that mean that the ministry itself and the government can be compromised?
Well, again, I can't really comment in detail because we don't know all the technical details. But just returning to your first point, when an organisation is commissioning any technology solution, it is absolutely their responsibility. They can't just say that, you know, it's all in the hands of the third party, so they bear no responsibility. They've got to ensure that that third party provider has the security in place, is doing the due diligence to ensure that it's of a standard that you would expect anywhere in government.
Appreciate your time, John Edwards, the Privacy Commissioner.